Every day's a good day. Stop wishing. Every day's a chance to drift away. Drift away. Every day's a good day for fishing.
Get to know the right rod, reel and skill for your next fishing trip. Keep up to date with what's biting and where right around the EP by listening to What's Catching On Air. Cast off with the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC and Tackle World Port Lincoln.
No Shane today. Good morning, Alicia.
Morning, Keith.
Well, I was hoping we might have an appearance from Rosie this afternoon.
No, we'll hear her regularly, hopefully on the radio, but once is enough.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. I love that. Good weather's coming back, so Shane was bemoaning the weather last week. The weather's on the up.
He is. It's getting a lot better, and he's actually out mulloway fishing, so hopefully the weather's up there good to bring in a nice big mulloway. But look, the tuna schools are starting to get around now that the water's starting to heat up. You'll see them around at Scale Bay through to Ceduna. It's only a matter of time before they start getting caught and start heading down this way.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we're starting up around Ceduna, let's head down geographically that way and off to Elliston. And what about the jetty?
Yeah, Elliston, look, usual suspects. The jetty has had some really good garfish reports along with tommies and squid. The salmon can be found from most of the beaches in their area, as well as sharks, the gummies, the bronze whalers, and mostly you'll get those out at Sheringa and Talia. Offshore, you'll see there is kingfish, nanagai, blue morwong, and sharks. All of these, other than kingfish, are also going well for Scale Bay and Streaky as well. So plenty of fish around up there, and again, that tuna won't be too far away. There are big schools of salmon well offshore, which may look like tuna, but certainly they are all salmon at the moment.
When you get a little bit closer in, you'll certainly be able to spot the salmon as opposed to the tuna just
size,
if nothing else. Coming down towards Coffin Bay.
Yeah, in Coffin Bay and the bays, it's much all the same as previous weeks. You'll get salmon, trout, garfish. There are a few legal whiting around. Tommies, snook, and in a few areas there's still a few flathead being caught for those persistent lure fishers that want to get out there. All of these can be caught by shore and boat fishers, so plenty of options there. If you're heading out to Farm Beach, is where you need to head for consistent whiting catches, where most have been reported to be fishing really well. There's also garfish, tommy, snook, the odd flathead, and a few squid as well.
And what about a bit offshore from Coffin Bay?
Offshore from Coffin Bay, starting again to rev up, you've got nanagai, blue morwong. Sharks have been mostly reported, but not in huge numbers. And again, it won't be too long now before the tuna are there, with many of the areas worth having a look at in the next couple of weeks if the weather holds out.
Land fishermen, I understand, still finding a bit of salmon?
Yeah, they are. Look, still those surf beaches at Gunya and Greenies seem to be the most consistent for salmon at the moment. There's also, if you're sort of heading out that way, reports of whiting garfish from the rocks at Coles Point and Frenchman's, and there's plenty of areas in the national park for whiting garfish and flathead, and also Morgan's Landing to Point Sir Isaac's as well is worth heading up there.
All right, coming around to Port Lincoln, I hear there's been a little bit of squid activity.
Yeah, heaps. We actually went out on Saturday night with Charlie and got a few, so it's fairly easy to get squid. Most of the jetties are getting fairly consistent squid, but there is a lot of varying in size. Those early morning fishers, if you get up early enough, you will certainly get your bag limit of 15. So up early and what do they say? The early bird gets a worm. So
early bird gets the squid.
Yeah, well, that's right. There's also tommies, garfish, snook and whiting. The marina here in Lincoln also has some decent sized brim. They are schooled up in a few areas, so they might be easy to catch if you're targeting them. Whiting, garfish, tommies, snook and squid are also in many areas in the national park. And even if the wind blows up there, there's good sheltered areas that you can provide plenty of fish. So if you need help there, you know, drop into the store and we can give you some spots.
Certainly haven't heard much about the brim of late, so they're making a return?
Yeah, they are. Look, they seem to come around this time of the year. Look, and you know, they are finicky, obviously trying to get them out around the pylons and things like that, but good fun for the kids during the holidays as well. If you're heading out to sort of North Shields, Boston Island, Sporting Cove, proper, and Porter Bay, there's some decent sized fish there as well. There's also squid, garfish, tommies, and snook, so lots of choices there. Lots of people are asking about crabs, so we've had a few reports. They are around, but not in big numbers. You will need to put in a fair bit of time to get sort of a decent feed. But the better option at the moment would be to plan a trip to head up to Cow and grab some crabs from up there.
Okay. And Thistle Island, at the moment?
Yeah, Thistle Island's been really good for whiting. There's a few reports from tailors and a few bad ones as well. So, again, a bit of a mixed match there. If you're sort of heading further offshore, there's Big Nanagai behind Williams Island, and there's been a few big bust-offs out there as well. Mm. So they're either sharks or maybe some Samson fish. So, yeah, make sure you've got your good gear and good heavy stuff out there. Salmon schools are in at Sleaford area, but not always in range, and they're ranging from about 1 to 3 kilo.
Now that's not too bad. Tummy Bay?
Tummy Bay, the jetty is squid, garfish, tommies and snook, and they aren't too hard to catch up there. The boat fishers in close will find a few whiting, squid, snook and some big garfish. The grouper saw is good for whiting in many areas, snook, squid and some garfish, and there's been some big whiting caught out there, I heard yesterday. So
I certainly want to get in on that.
Yes.
A bit further north across to Port Neal and Arno Bay.
Yeah, look, yellowfin whiting have been caught from the beaches around Port Neal in reasonable numbers, and they will obviously get better from here as they come down. The jetty are good for squid, snook, garfish and tommies. The boat fishers are doing well for whiting, squid, snook, and at Port Neal there's some big garfish, so lots of options up there.
Plenty of options right across the EP. Now, I've been looking forward to this. You've got a beautiful blue box sitting in front of me that is absolutely divine. What exactly is this new box full of at the moment?
So it's a new product called Toadfish Outfitters, and they're a heavy-duty fish accessory for eating rather than fishing. So once you've caught your catch or you've bought your catch from, say, the likes of Fresh Fish Place where your prawns for Christmas, mm-hmm. They've got a few cool new toys. One is a prawn peeler, so it will peel, devein and butterfly your prawn all in one action.
I think that will sell out very quickly.
It is. So there's limited stocks. Great, great Christmas gift if you love your prawns. There's also a crab cutter, so a great mm-hmm. heavy-duty stainless steel crab cutter, which will actually cut your claws full 360. So no crushing, no bits of shell eating. Pull the end off and you've got your meat all in one tact. So they've got those. There's some cool spatulas for, flipping your fish. So most time I flip my grill whiting and it all falls apart.
That problem with salmon as well.
Yeah. Nice, long, flexible spatulas. They've got oyster knives, great, good quality sets, and they're all sold individually as well. So good options. If you want to check out, there's some videos on our Facebook page. So they're pretty enticing and they're selling fairly quickly.
I think that is pretty much the perfect Christmas gift for anybody, especially because, as you say, you can sell them individually as well.
Yeah, it is good. And obviously being seafood capital, everyone eats seafood for Christmas or mm-hmm. all year round, so they're great options. My parents have already put in their wish list, so that's what they'll be getting for Christmas.
I think I'll have to head down there later on this afternoon and just put my claim in for maybe one of the prawn peelers. That's always the problem at our place on Christmas, yes. is the prawn peeling. Always seems to be the biggest challenge. Oysters can be shucked reasonably easy,
yes.
but the prawns can get into a little bit of a problem. And for that and plenty more great deals, where can people find you, Alicia?
Down at Hallett Place opposite Centenary Oval.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Keith.